8 o'clock hour will be in town.
Begins now. It will include trivia. Probably not caller 99. Whoa, Nelly. But first, well, Jesse Nelson's been criticizing Matt LaFleur's lame answer about the Packers-Bears rivalry. There was an appreciable amount of news yesterday on a couple of fronts. Tausch, first and foremost, I made a reference earlier in the show to Lucas Van Ness, and it led to kind of an interesting conversation with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning when I was on with them. You know, he misses five games with a foot injury, comes back for the Minnesota game, plays six snaps, foot doesn't feel right, comes out of the game, doesn't play on Thanksgiving. Now he's in an orthopedic boot. This is a kind of an important year for him, by the way. They have to decide on the fifth year option in May. And Chewy kind of went down the road of guys aren't as tough as they were when you guys were playing. And I'm kind of caught in the middle there because I'm leery of questioning players' injuries, right? That's kind of the third rail that I don't want to touch. At the same time, you know, the way Lucas Van Ness discussed it with Rob Domofsky was, you know, saying that it didn't feel quite right, so they kind of hit the reset button on rehab. And I think about, again, I'm kind of, from a beat writer perspective, Tom Silverstein, Pete Doherty, myself, and Domofsky are the ones who've been around for the longest, and we all remember the stuff that you guys played through. And I'm curious for you, as a quote-unquote old-timer, how you're viewing today's players, because Chewy was like, look, I played with a torn plantar fascia after 2 weeks. Should I have done that? No, but I felt a responsibility to my team. And I don't think it's fair to Lucas Van Ness to say, oh, he doesn't care enough about it or anything critical of him. That said, they're in a position right now on the defensive line, having lost Devontae Wyatt for the season. Carl Brooks has been in and out of the lineup of late. Rashawn Gary has not had a lot of production of late, where that position is under the microscope, especially this week against the Bears team that put up 281 rushing yards against the Eagles on Friday.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation because there is not a doubt in my mind that Lucas Van Ness would love to be out there playing at a high level so he can make more money. Like that's that is a big part of what goes on. And then obviously you also want to help your team and you want to be a part of it. And all of those things can be true. But one of the things you find is there's – and this is part of, I think, the evaluation process now of – it's getting tougher and tougher to find guys that are going to just say, I'm going out there and playing. I'm going to get out there if my foot doesn't feel great. Now, obviously, if his foot's broke
Correct.
Or he can't function, you don't play. Mm-hmm. But there is this – if there is this thought by younger players that I can only play if I'm 100% healthy, that is new. That is not how things work. So from Lucas's standpoint, my guess is he just felt like he's not able to get out there and do what he needs to do. And if you're going to go out there, because I say this all the time, if you're out there, you're going to be judged. And you're going to be judged whether or not you're performing at a level that's up to your standard. And if it's not, nobody's going to give two rips about the injuries or anything else. It's just that's the reality of the situation. Now, I think there is an admiration for guys that when they go out there and play – injured and hurt, but in today's day and age with the scrutiny level is so much higher, I don't know, I feel a little bit, I don't feel like Chewy in that regard where I'm going to, you know, be super critical because I don't know enough about the scenario, but there is no doubt guys are not playing through the same amount of stuff as we've seen in the past. That's not Lucas Van Ness related. It's just in general. Guys are going to wait until they're 100% or close to it to get back out on the field unless it's playoff time, and then you'll see more guys fight through things.
They will be without Devontae Wyatt for the rest of the season. I talked to Colby Wooden yesterday. Talked to your guy, Warren Brinson. I did not discuss his snow removal. There were a lot of football questions, so I had to hold off on asking him about brushing off the snow on his car.
We should ask him about that, though.
We should, no doubt about it. He's an engaging fella. There's no doubt about it. Talked to Nazir Stackhouse. And then Carl Brooks, who you were a big fan of for a while, but as I mentioned, has been dealing with some injuries as well. How big of a red flag source of concern is this for you going into Sunday, that they are down on the number of guys they have and they're facing, like as I wrote on Channel 3000, there's never a good time for you to lose Devontae Wyatt. But there may not be a worse time than losing him right before you play the Bears, given how they're playing offense right now.
Yeah, and they're being physical and trying to run the ball down your throats. So one of the things that you try to do is keep guys fresh and have a nice rotation. That's going to be tough. Obviously, we see that Cox, who's more of an outside guy, his window is opening. I don't know if that means he'll be able to play. You have to figure out what that formula is going to be to stop this run game, because if you don't, the Chicago Bears aren't going to do anything else. They will go under center and they will try to run the ball down your throat, and then if you allow that to happen, that's all they'll do. So my concern level's high. That is the formula for the Bears to go in and beat the Green Bay Packers. I think if you can get them in a third and five plus and have Caleb Williams need to be accurate with the football out of a shotgun, and you get to rush him, you're going to win. If you let him play under center and play in normal down and distance, hey, we're going to have ourselves an old dog fight up at Lambeau.
Right.
So who wins that battle? Everybody always looks at third down, and that is a huge down, no doubt about it. This game, especially from the Packers defense versus the Bears offense, will be one on first and second. Can you get some lost yardage plays? Can you get them in a bad down and distance for them to force themselves to do things they don't want to do? You do that, you're going to be in a good spot.
The other thing that I asked Matt LaFleur about, and I didn't want to keep Matt Bowen any longer, a lot of Matts, Matt Damon, Matt Patricia, was Evan Williams. And I think you made a reference to him earlier in the week, or maybe it was on Friday after the game, but he seems to have elevated his game significantly. He's a year two guy. I know you didn't play safety, but is that, we always hear about coaches with the year one to year two. It was definitely you that mentioned him because you compared him to Micah Hyde, which I never heard before until you did that. I'm curious what you think of what he's done and if the year one to year two jump is a real thing, because that was a guy that was pretty good in year one, and it appears now he's been even significantly better in year two.
He's been awesome. And you heard, I don't know if it was LaFleur or Halfley, just raving about how he can disguise things. And then he's got a trigger, which is a quick twitch. I see it and I go. And you saw it with some of these run plays. He's 12 yards deep. And you have to make sure you don't get bit by the play action bug and then get thrown over the top. And what the hell are you doing? He sees it, he reads, and he goes. And this will sound crazy, but for as big of an impact as McKinney made last year, and he made a huge impact, you can make an argument Evan Williams this year has probably even been better. Not than what he was last year, but when you're comparing now, it was, McKinney's up here, and, we'll figure something out at the other safety spot. Now you look at it and say, boy, those safeties are good. And it's because Evan Williams has made that jump, and he's a ball hawk. He's made plays on the ball. But really, I think his support in the run game, it allows them to do even more than they want, more with McKinney than what maybe you could normally do if you didn't have somebody you trusted like that. So that safety group, couple years ago, it was, oh, God. I mean, we went through basically almost a lost decade of safety, bad safety play.
My guy Rudy Ford.
Everybody, well, we just have never replaced Nick Collins. Oh, my God, we had Nick Collins another Super Bowl. And you know what? You're probably right.
Yep.
But we didn't. And then we use draft picks, and we're constantly trying to figure it out, and it never worked in the way you wanted. And I would say now all of that conversation is donezo. Because I think from a tandem standpoint, this is as good as it's been since Nick Collins is here.
Yeah. Yep. We'll talk a little bit more as we get close. Well, I was just going to play trivia, man. Just trying to play trivia.
It was great.
I thought I set up the question very well, and then you gave a great answer. What more did you want? Great answer, Tausch. That was phenomenal.
No. Why are you so sensitive, man? I just did your thing.
He just doesn't like the meep.
He just doesn't like that.
I don't mind the meep. Meep is fine.
But I can't reiterate the time now for trivia. And then we're good. Not meep. Time now for trivia. Like that's where you get them.
So you think
I'll say
that
this.
If I drop the
Jason,
meep,
I app- yep. meep. I'll say this. I appreciate how you will long-winded ask questions. I did a show on Sunday, and when you don't do shows with people very often, you don't really know the ebbs and flows. I don't know if you notice, I always try and decrescendo my voice so you know I'm done. And I think I'm pretty good at doing
that. And I say, meep.
Yeah. It gets a little awkward when you don't ask a question and your voice doesn't trail off. It just goes. It makes it a little more, it makes it tricky.
Can you give us an example of that to further understand your plight?
There was something on Sunday about, I think there was a big play in the Rams-Panthers game, and I didn't know if we were throwing it to a sounder. I didn't know if I was supposed to talk, and it was just kind of like a point being made. But then he didn't say, like, and Mark, what do you think, or anything else? And it was just dead air, and so much so that the producer got in and said, "Hey, are you still there?" And I said,
"Oh no,
yep." Yeah, it was a little awkward. So
hate dead air
on the air. You just when said it's yep not after you and like 3 seconds of silence.
When it's not you and LePay, I don't feel like I could talk over. I try not to with Matt. You
right?
I talk over all the time.
Right?
Well, it's not that I don't care. It's just a lot more time. Here, I was trying to, like, let it, you know, resonate.
Breathe.
I wasn't trying to. Yes. And so that was one case. So I made sure if there was even a second of dead air, I was going to go.
Well, good job being decisive.
That's so funny.
I just thought that was a funny story. The awkwardness of you and dead air, because there are times when I pause, those pregnant pauses, and you got
those
a real problem with those.
No, you're like crocheting, and I'm like, Jason, can we bother you here to jump in? Jesse, at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, what did we get in at for Jordan Love? Because Sean on Twitter just tweeted at us and asked, what were we at? Because it's now at 14.
I don't remember, but it's sitting at my desk. I can go look during our commercial break and figure out what
Dynamite
our
drop.
Odds were.
All right.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, you can't go to your desk.
What does that look for? What are you throwing your hands up all exasperated about?
You just expect me to pull out of thin air something we did 6 months ago?
I asked you 100 times about it.
No, you've never asked me what
you
the
haven't
odds
taken,
were.
Yes, you haven't taken multiple blows to the head. So I just assume I've asked you 1,000 times. I would think at some point, tell me what it is, and I'm going to write it on the boogie board from now on.
I thought it was 2,500.
Don't be all. Now look at—he's pouting and he's walking out of the studio.
Oh, he went to go get it.
He is such. He's being such a baby today.
I hate to say this, but I kind of respect it.
Okay.
Like he marched right out of the studio.
Yeah, what
to
do
go
you want
to
know?
The ticket,
Jordan Love.
What do you want to know? Well, Sean wants to know, Jesse.
Jordan Love,
right,
MVP.
What are the odds we got Jordan Love at Hard Rock Casino Rockford? Only 60 minutes.
Yeah, easy,
from
easy drive.
Was I right? I said I thought it was at 2,500.
Plus 2,500.
Boy, Jason didn't know, or Jason wasn't there. He didn't make the wager. We haven't asked him. He knew, but it's sacrilegious for me to ask Jesse, who I've asked 100 times about this, That was rude of me to do. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm all clear.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Crystal clear.
If the Packers win the division, we're going to win our money back on this. This is good. Well, that would cover these other bets that might not win. Division alone would be in good shape.
Yeah, but you're going to win
the nine and a half wins is a book.
Right.
They don't do that. If they don't win ten games,
yeah.
I think we're going to have a whole new operation going on here in Green Bay.
We're in good shape. We're in good shape.
Two wins out of the last five? Come on.
Okay, it's time for trivia.
What are those, Jesse? If the division's good, what are the? Oh boy, what is?
Well,
what's the
what
if it's plus 9.5?
Division winner, we got on what day did we do this?
it's in like June.
Yeah, I think this was the June one. Plus 260 to win the NFC North in June. Easy.
So you bet $100, you win $260.
Yes,
that
or,
is
such
an easy one.
Hypothetically, you bet 25 to win 90. And then
what about the 9.5?
Regular season wins over 9.5. We were minus 110 on that. But we still felt, obviously, we felt that was kind of our easy money one. Because remember back in June, we thought the Lions were still going to be good, and the Packers didn't have Micah Parsons at that point. So the division one, that turned around quick. It's nice. Any other questions about the bets from Hard Rock before I go put them back at my desk for the next month and a half?
Nope.
Great.
Yep. Time now for trivia presented by
Iron
Jock.
I didn't know that was so taxing.
Cousin
that's
Subs.
That's on me. I'm sorry, Jesse.
Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Jesse, so you don't get stuck with number 99. What's your category and what caller would you like?
It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, and they completed a 12-game season. So how about caller 12?
With four victories. Caller 12 right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 12 plays trivia presented by Cousin Subs and by Iron Jock. I was just sending a note to my Associated Bank people, got some more fun stuff ahead, and I might even be getting another one of my patented Associated Bank hoodies. They take great care of me, and they take great care of all of their customers because that's what they're known for. Great customer service. They've got the awards to prove it, whether it's early pay, which gives you access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early, whether it's credit monitoring to make sure you're in a good spot if you have a big purchase to make, or if it's fraud protection. If somebody's trying to take your money, they've got your back. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more, and you can always sign up for Packers checking, Brewers checking, or Badgers checking while you're there. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
For Yacht Rock royalty-free and Christmas royalty-free, if this is just the Jams royalty-free. This is quality musical entertainment on Wilde and Tausch. Time now, speaking of entertainment, for trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
It is time for trivia presented by Iron Jock and by Cousin Subs. Let's welcome in our contestant from one of my favorite communities in the greater Madison Metroplex, in DeForest. It is Steve. Steve, good morning. How are things in DeForest?
Things are snowy and cold.
I was just going to ask, Steve, do you have any sort of broadcasting experience?
No, but I'm going to pursue that in my near future.
You should.
I'm kidding.
Well, Jesse's taking a year off.
This is amazing because that is now two consecutive statements that I couldn't get out fast enough, and Tausch beat me to.
Well, let's go.
Jesse's got a year coming away from the show, so we'll keep you in mind, Steve. All right. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, Steve. Question number one is this. Number one Wisconsin faces off with number two Ohio State this weekend in which of these sports? Is it women's hockey, men's wrestling, or team pickleball?
Women's hockey.
Seriously, I think Steve's got some sort of broadcast pattern. I think
he's good. That is the voice that we all want.
Indeed. None of us have, by the way.
No,
all right,
we don't.
Steve,
for sure.
Question two.
Perfect week.
Is this.
It's too early, Jesse.
Never too
perfect
early.
Week already? Putting it on Steve.
If you say it from the jump, then you can't jinx it.
All right, so here's what I think happened there.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Jesse.
That's true.
No, I think Jesse didn't appreciate the praise we're giving Steve for his great radio voice. He felt like we didn't give him enough respect for what he believes he has as a great radio voice. So he wanted to put the whammy on Steve by dropping the perfect week on him after one question.
Just reminding everyone.
Very interesting theory. That is a very interesting theory.
I admire Steve's voice also.
Steve, radio voice Steve in DeForest. Question two, again, now that it's been pointed out we have a perfect week going, is this. With a 4-8 record, Wisconsin finished with its lowest win total in a season since 1995. That year, the Badgers went 4-5-2, including a 3-3 tie in the final game against which opponent? Fun fact, it was the last tie ever in college football.
Wow.
I know this one.
I do too. Was this Badgers 3-3 tie with Iowa, Illinois, or Stanford?
That 3-3 tie was with Iowa.
See? He did it. That's exactly what he was hoping for.
That's a tough look for me.
Were you a freshman on that team, Tausch?
I was a young, wide-eyed cat watching Daryl Bevel get hauled off to the
hospital. He lacerated like his mid-game. Kidney or something.
Yeah. That was a beatdown. That was a tough watch. 3-3, Simeon Rice, Kevin Hardy. They literally almost killed Daryl Bevel. Daryl's fine. He's recovered.
So,
and he blamed Tony Simmons.
That one was against Illinois. Who was the other tie against that season?
Ohio State.
Nope.
Indiana?
Nope.
Why don't you just tell us who the tie was?
Stanford. It was Stanford in Palo Alto earlier that season.
Cool story, bro. All right, Steve, let's bounce back. Question three. In which of these years did Marquette last defeat Wisconsin? And then this portion of the question, for some reason, is in all caps. In Madison, in their annual men's basketball rivalry game. Last Marquette win over Wisconsin in Madison. Did that occur in 2013, 2017, or 2021?
That happened in 2021.
Jesse's taking so much joy from this right now.
Real tough look for me, Steve.
The correct answer was 2017. Steve, we'll get you penciled in on a few board op shifts in between your actual job. You have one right answer, thanks to Jesse. That means you have two entries into Friday's drawing. Regardless, we appreciate your voice and we appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
We thank you. This is Howard Cosell saying goodbye.
Bob is Bob.
Better as his own voice than as Howard Cosell.
Yeah, Steve should stick to being Steve.
Yeah. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
We can also all agree that we appreciate Cousin Subs and Iron Jock supporting our trivia, no matter whose voice is delivering the questions. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I need one more clarification before we get to Woe Nelly, Jesse, because we gave you a hard time about your big super fan Barb, who was so excited to see you at Ruth's Chris. Is that a regular weekly occurrence now, or was she unavailable last night? Where do we stand there?
I have not seen Barb since that magical night a few weeks ago. I have not ran into Barb since, but I hope she and her boyfriend are doing great and that they have another chance to get out to Ruth's Chris and enjoy it. It's coming up on the holidays, a great opportunity to get out and enjoy a great dinner with your significant other, your loved ones in your life. It's a great spot. A lot of people there last night enjoying steak and the wines and the cocktails and the great drinks at the Horseshoe Bar, and hopefully everyone gets to it. Lee at Ruth's Chris was telling me the chicken is fantastic, so I think next week I'm going to have the chicken because he said it's best in the area.
We have a lot of great partners, by the way, but Lee's commercial where he talks about wanting you to come and experience Ruth's Chris is so good. He is so authentic sounding. I hope we sound that authentic on our show. Speaking of authenticity, time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
By the way, if you missed the Barry Alvarez show last night, it is available on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and it will air on the radio. We were bumped because of the Bucks last night. On the radio from 6 to 7 o'clock, a recorded edition of the show tonight on 100.5 ESPN Madison. So we'll hear
Bucks
more.
Bucks game should have got bumped.
Well, yeah. 16-point lead. They blow it against 2-16 Washington. Tough.
When do we start having a conversation?
Oh no.
Uh-oh. About what?
We wait for Pablo's birthday?
About what?
What the hell are the Bucks doing?
What did Pat Murphy do now?
No, it was his birthday. I don't know if Jesse wished him a happy birthday.
I didn't. Happy birthday, Pat. Skip.
What are we doing?
Care to say more?
Well, yeah, the Bucks are struggling. We're 11th in the East, right? We can't beat anybody. You can't beat the Wizards. You might as well. And this wasn't. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just want to make sure I'm right. Giannis played last night, right?
Giannis played last night. The Wizards were 2-16 entering play last night. The Bucks were up by 16 points.
Okay, I am going
blew the
to
lead and lost.
Okay, I am going to learn a lesson from that bad
fateful
series
day
against the Oakland A's.
This kind of feels
three,
like it, though.
2 years ago. It feels a lot like it. And while I was right that they didn't win a championship, they ended up doing better. They did win the division and do all that. The Bucks aren't going to win the division. I don't know what we're doing. Somebody's got to help me. I maybe need to get – it's Bears week, so we're not going to do that till later. But that was a bad loss last night. That was Oakland A's bad.
By the way, a couple of losses last week. The Bucks did not qualify for the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup for the first time. So they had been the best team in NBA Cup history, having gone to the semifinals and then winning the championship last year.
Was that the first year of that?
So the first 2 years of it.
Okay.
So year three, the Bucks are not in the tournament.
Who gives
I like the cup in the beginning. Cup is dead. It's done. It sucks. It's over. Nobody cares.
Whoa, Nelly!
This has been Tausch's NBA Minutes.
Bucks Pistons tomorrow night. Big one. Pistons are good.
Pistons got a good squad. They do.
So, should I ask you about the Big Ten championship game or free mimosas?
What's our path out of where we're at with the Bucks?
Or we want to keep talking Bucks?
Can we turn it around, or is this just going to end up? And then what are we doing? We got no picks. We got nothing. What are we going to do?
They'll get some picks if they trade Giannis.
Oh, Dame time again? Bring him back?
Bring him back. We're paying him.
Continue. I don't. It's depressing. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's move it along.
Fair enough.
Whoa, Nelly!
Big Ten.
I just don't understand. I mean, Giannis is, if he's back and he's healthy, we shouldn't lose to the Wizards. You know what I mean?
It's so weird when you give the verbal cues like you're done with a sentence, and then you just keep going.
Imagine that poor guy on ESPN Radio National trying to figure it out.
All right, Nelly.
Poor what's-his-name from noon to 4 on Sunday.
Nelly.
Whose name, Tausch, still isn't sure of?
Do you? We are down to 1 minute.
Is it time to start thinking about having a conversation about Doc Rivers? Like, what are we doing with Doc? You think Doc wants to go through? Like, what are we doing?
What don't you want to talk about with the Bucks? What's you do not want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about any of this. I was hoping we'd be like, I don't know, 11-6, and just kind of hanging around and doing some things, and then we lose to the blanking Wizards with Giannis. All right, whoa, Nelly. I don't want to talk.
Are you sure this time?
No.
I'm trying to come up with one more talking point. I don't think I have it.
Nelly!
Do you want to talk about the Big Ten championship game in football?
Bingo! Best mascot in where we're at in the state of Wisconsin. Is he better than Bernie?
That's actually interesting. Bucky would probably be number one, although he did.
Bucky's one, yeah, even with him hitting my head with that big nose of his.
Concussion. Yeah.
Whoa,
all right,
Nelly.
Go ahead, Jesse.
All right, I'm making the executive decision.
What do you think of the way Ryan Rollins has been playing?
On Sunday.
That's been the one bright spot, right?
We went to go see Wicked 2, or whatever it's called, part 2, 1 year later, which I didn't know was going to be delayed for a year when I went to part 1. We went to an 11 a.m. Sunday movie, which was awesome because they had complimentary mimosas for all of the patrons. They had plenty left over.
What, Augusta?
I love a good mimosa.
Augusta National?
Mimosas are some of my favorites.
Are out there, yeah.
So we walked in. They kind of had them on a tray as you walked into the theater. You grabbed it. They said, yeah, if you're coming in for Wicked, here you go. Great. Because the snow had flown pretty good all day on Saturday, there were several open seats available, and therefore there were several mimosas that were remaining at the tray.
Oh, bottomless mimosas for the Nelsons.
So
huh?
I went out to the bathroom during the previews, and then as I was walking back in, I was trying to get an extra mimosa by schmoozing our guy, whose name I don't remember, who was handing out the mimosas.
I think he hosted the show with me at noon. Right after.
I was unsuccessful, but I said, hey, if you need any help with some of those extra mimosas, I know a few people who could help you out in there. And he went, and didn't say anything else. I was like, dang it, I missed my chance.
Can I ask a teetotaling question? What's in a mimosa?
Orange juice and champagne.
And do you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of my favorites.
Are you sitting around on a random Sunday at home with Mo and Becca drinking mimosas?
Mimosas.
Or is it only when you go out?
More of an out. It's like an out for brunch.
Did you just say mimosas? Is that what you said?
No, mimosas with my dog.
Oh, okay. Right. Either way, very well done.
Thank you.
You deserve more credit.
It's more of like you go out for brunch with a group on like a Saturday late morning. That's when the mimosas are great. Also, when we were on our cruise, back in late January, a good like starter drink to the day when you're getting after it all day on the cruise ship, a good mimosa or two.
Getting after it all day. All right, then. I didn't know it was like that, Jell.
I didn't.
Oh. I did.
I didn't mean getting after it like that.
You just said it.
I said, as in, like, you're going to have drinks all day. It's a great start.
Oh, I thought you were
mimosas.
Talking about other stuff.
Yeah, I know you were.
Oh, I thought you were talking about other
Nelly.
Stuff.
So Kevin Porter Jr., nice night, but he had to leave with back spasms. Hope he's going to be all right.
He's getting it after it. He's getting after it too much.
Whoa, Nelly!
No further questions.
What are you, on jury duty?
You and Mrs. Cohen. That was something.
That was interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Go Bucks. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead to wrap it up. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Almost out of time. Tomorrow, Brian Bulaga will be here, as he is every Wednesday. Can't wait to talk to him about Anthony Belton. Tausch, any more thoughts on the Bucks before we say goodbye?
I'm very concerned. Like, very, very concerned.
Very concerned about the outcome of the season, or very concerned about the departure of Giannis Antetokounmpo?
You could mention anything about what's going on, and I could say I'm concerned about it.
The end of the golden age of Bucks basketball?
Concerned about it.
Ryan Rollins continuing his performance.
No, not okay. Concerned.
See?
About it.
I came up with something that didn't work.
That was where I was kind of hoping you'd go into Giannis's future.
Right, but
ownership,
but
coaching, and I was going to say yes, 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 but Jason's on it. And I like that
because the show's over. Because we got to go.
Correct. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks to Matt Bowen and Evan Cohen. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.